Hello, this is Denise Lowe. Turtles are an interesting animal that we live with on the Great Plains and throughout the grasslands. I became interested in them when I was a kid, watching them crawl around and when I was fishing. And Turtles Beating Heart, One Family Story of Lenape Survival, is the title of a book I've written about my grandfather who had Delaware Indian heritage. The turtle is important to Delaware people, and here's an excerpt from the book. My grandfather probably never knew his Delaware traditions from the Atlantic seaboard. Delaware elders tell me that most oral traditions of that time are gone. A few borrowed words from Algonquian languages survive, like moccasin, powwow, and terrapin. Many of today's Delawares are turtle band. The land turtle group went south to Oklahoma, an elder told me, and the water turtle group went north to the woodlands, a land of lakes and rivers. Turtles are hard to kill. Their hearts keep beating long after separation from their bodies. I met an Arikara woman whose grandmother once gave her a beating heart to swallow, along with broth. This was an old ceremony for a woman's coming of age. The woman never forgot the lesson of turtle strength as she felt the sensation of the moving heart in her mouth, throat, stomach, and gut. She still enjoys a long life. Turtles survive because of their strong hearts and also because they can adapt to many environments. English has three categories for turtles: tortoise, a sea dweller, land turtle, and terrapin for freshwater turtles. Delaware language points to yet more niches for turtles. Bands within the turtle clan are bark country, beggar, brave, and snapping. Anyone who fishes muddy inland rivers has stories of great snapping turtles that clamp bait and cannot be removed. I have met people who have lost fingertips. In my early teens, I enjoyed the solitude of fishing in a small lake formed from an oxbow of the Neosho River. I spent hours wandering the lake, marveling at sunfish colors, dragonflies, and placid painted turtles. I caught stringers of panfish and cleaned them for my mother. One day, I tossed in my line beyond the range of snags and watched the bobber tip in the current. Suddenly, an underwater fury attacked the worm. I pulled hard against an unseen surge of power. Finally, I could see a prehistoric beast's razor-sharp talons and beak. I did not know this kind of animal existed, but I knew I was outmatched. I cut the line. I remember that first snapping turtle as though it were still next to me in its ferocity. I remember my Delaware grandfather's power. Turtles can be both dormant and active, like memory itself. When turtles burrow into mud in the winter, they wait but do not die. They have their seasons and migrations. And that is from The Turtle's Beating Heart, One Family Story of Lenape's Survival. This is in honor of my grandfather, Frank Bruner, whom I still miss.
The Radio Readers Book Club is an on-air, online community of readers exploring themes of interest to those who live and work on the High Plains. We hope you'll join us by clicking Radio Readers Book Club under the Features menu at hppr.org.
10,000 words swarm around my head, 10 million more.